On now. There we go. Sorry about that. Again, good morning. I got to warn you, I am not a gifted speaker. My gift is not public speaking. So I'm going to ask you to bear with me as I try to tell you how God has been moving in my life and what he has put in my heart to share this morning. I've been told by other people, I actually took a homiletics course when I was at Bible school. And so they said, you got to get the attention. You have to have a good attention grabber. And so I'm going to start with the point of why I'm up here. I'm here to tell you how God has brought my family and me to be announcing that we're moving to Hepburn, Saskatchewan this summer. Now that I have your attention, I want to tell you about the journey that the Lord has taken me on to get me to this point of life. In my life, there have been several times where I've looked back and have seen God's hand in my life. This has been such a time. I don't always see clearly with hindsight, but it can be very useful when you're trying to figure out God's plan for you for the future. Jeremiah 29, 11 to 13 are verses that I've often turned to for comfort in times of transition. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I wish that sometimes God would just tell us what his plan is, rather than let us kind of find our way through it. I've suffered a lot of anguish in questioning if this is really God's plan for us. But God has his own perfect timing and a way to bring about his purpose that we may not always see or even want to see. I'm going to be jumping back a bit chronologically, so I hope you'll still be able to hear how God's plan has worked out throughout my life. His plan for my future actually started preparing me way back, many, many years ago. Looking back, throughout my life, I see how God has prepared me for this next step. Even before I was married, God was preparing me. He got me to Bethany as a student, even though I didn't choose it first. I went there after going to Trinity Western and then working for a while. It wasn't really part of my plan, but God kept shutting those doors of the ones that I chose, and he got me there. This opened my heart to the school and to the ministry that they have there. And through that, I met people, and there were other things that prepared me for other things. At Camp Evergreen, I reluctantly took the position of program director. This was an opportunity to lead people in different activities and to develop skills that I can use in my new job. More recently, he has used my passion for sports to get into leadership of community soccer here in Coaldale. I've also been able to learn about coaching, which is another part of the job. And many more events in my life have prepared me for this next step in my life. About 2.5 years ago, God started to prompt me in a more definite direction. I really started to feel old. I know I don't look that old, but my body started to have aches and pains. Arthritis crept into my joints, and my construction job became more and more difficult as a result. I came home sore and tired on a regular basis. So I started looking for some other job. Opportunities seemed to pop up before me, and I would take a look at them. And opportunities such as law enforcement, farm-related opportunities, as well as work with the town. For about a year, I checked into several opportunities, but there was nothing out there that, well, they didn't accept me for any of the things I applied for. In May, 2 years ago, I had the privilege of joining Bobby Clausen, our former youth pastor, and some of our youth in their annual pilgrimage to YC. I went along because Jay, being a junior youth at the time, needed a parent along with him to be allowed to attend. While I was there, I was reawakened to the music of my youth. Well, not really exactly the music. They didn't have rap and hip-hop back when I was that. That's quite a ways back. But it brought back a passion that I have for a more youthful style of music, or should I just say rock music? It's Yeah, and during the first concert of the weekend, I was sitting and enjoying the music and the antics of our youth. They weren't sitting. They were jumping up and down and having a good time with the music. And I got to thinking that I'd like to join them. So I got up. I woke up one of our sponsors to get by and swap seats with a friend so I could be by the rowdier segment of our youth group, two of which happened to be my boys. From this point on, I rocked out with them for the rest of the weekend. Now, at the same time that this was happening, we as a church were in the process of looking for a new youth pastor to fill the void that Bobby's leaving was creating. While rocking with the music, Kathy Dirksen leaned over to me and jokingly said, "I think we found our new youth pastor." I smiled and laughed. And it's like, yeah, right. And this was on Friday night. The Lord started to speak to me. By the end of the weekend, through all that happened, the connection I felt with the youth and some powerful lyrics from a band named Leland, who now is my favorite band, I was in a new place in my thought process for a new career. One song that really spoke to me, to my heart, is Via Dolorosa, in which Leland sings about how Jesus walked Via Dolorosa, which is the road to suffering, on his way to Calvary. While Jesus did this, he fixed his eyes upon the new horizon and was able to do what God had set before him. We can be extremely thankful for this journey that Jesus took as he walked, as he gave his life away. And I asked myself, if he could do that for me, what did I need to do for him? My answer came back, nothing less than give my life for him, which he redeemed. My life was redeemed by him. Bobby, on the ride home, Bobby had words of encouragement for me in my ability to connect with young adults. Through prayer and meditation, I felt God leading me into possibly entering into a more intentional role in ministry. And seeing that our church had a need, I applied to be the youth pastor here at church. Through a lengthy process of discernment, the search committee was led to pursue Pastor Tyler to fill the need of our youth ministry. This left me with many questions. The biggest one being, did I hear you right, God? Am I still supposed to be in ministry? As I continued to search God's will for me, I did not get the sense that I actually heard wrong. I was just not the one for this place at this time. Tyler brings many different gifts that I could never bring, and he has been a huge blessing here in Coaldale, and I'm thankful that he is here. In the meantime, I was being led in a very different direction. Going back about 6 years, I had noticed about four times in the past 6 years an advertisement in our bulletin for a custodian at Bethany College. The first time I remember seeing this ad, I leaned over to Joy, pointed to it, and I got the "not if you value your life" look. It's like, not a chance, mister. I saw it the next year and decided not to bother showing it to Joy. This happened again a couple of years later. Then in the summer of 2010, that'd be almost 2 years ago, it showed up again. And this is when I'm waiting to hear what the search committee is going to come up with as far as my application to work here. At the beginning of September in 2010, we took a short holiday to visit family near Saskatoon. While visiting there, my boys and I went golfing, and on the return trip from our game, we traveled through Hepburn and decided to check up on Kendall Weens. He was a student there for his first year at Bethany. It was his first day. He looked pretty lost up there, let me tell you. But while we toured the school, I ran into quite a few old friends from the past, friends that I went to Bethany with that had children there and other people I had met along my life's journey. And one of these friends is Rob Neufeld, and he had been in leadership at Bethany for many years. And we started to visit. I told him about the journey I was on, starting with YC, and where I was at, waiting to hear from our church about the youth pastor job. I also mentioned that I had seen these advertisements for a custodian and that I might be interested. This led to more conversation about that actually becoming a reality. In December of that year, Howie Wall, the president of Bethany, and Rob were in were doing PR work in the Lethbridge area and asked me to come out for coffee to continue this conversation. We discussed that there may be a need that I could fill in the near future, and they encouraged me to visit the school and check it out and catch a vision of life at Bethany. At around that time, Joy and I decided to involve some of our friends in the discernment process by asking for prayer. We got together and shared what we were thinking and hearing and had a little prayer meeting and asked them to continue praying for us. I also shared with some of our family about how we thought God may be leading us. And we shared with them at Christmas time of that year. I shared with my parents and brothers, along with their families, how I felt God may be leading us to Bethany to be their custodian. And to be clear, there was no job opening at the time. We were just talking. The school was just priming the pump, so to speak, in the chance that their present custodian moved on. He had indicated a desire to spend more time farming while taking a smaller role at the school, but nothing official had been said. So back to sharing with my family. After telling them about this potential opportunity, my older brother tells me something that threw me for a bit of a loop. He told me that I should be the athletic director at Bethany. I actually got upset with him because for even suggesting it, because that wasn't part of the conversation, it wasn't offered, and there wasn't even really a job yet, so why get my hopes up? But it did get me thinking. So we decided to go to school as Howie and Rob had suggested in January of the next year. So this would have been last year, to see what they were thinking and to get a feel for it. We had a nice visit and tour at the school. Afterward, on our drive to where we were staying, Joy and I both felt that the custodial job was not really a great fit for me. And it was somewhat disappointing. But that evening, Joy and I went to our friend Rob's place for supper. He and his wife had wanted to share with us how God had called them to Bethany and to share their journey there. And while visiting with them, I was able to share some of my passion for young adults and the passion I have for walking with them as they journey toward Christ. Many years ago, while I was at Bethany as a student, there was a man named Harry Unger. He was the custodian at the school at the time, and he was able to mentor many of the young men as he worked in the dorms. And I wanted to do what he had been able to do as well. It felt right. It was the ministry of this mentorship that intrigued me much more than actually doing custodial work. I also had been thinking about what my brother had said and shared that with Rob. I actually told him that if the athletic director job became available, I would jump at it. After that, we went home to chew on all that we had taken in. The next weekend was Breakforth. Joy and I attended Breakforth in Edmonton, and God must have a little bit of a sense of humor, and his timing is impeccable. Howie Wall was there again, so we got to meet him again, and he was representing the school there. I visited with him and shared with him what I had told Rob. He indicated that Rob had actually talked to him about that already, and then proceeded to tell me that the Monday after our visit to the school, the athletic director had resigned. I probably should have been sitting down. Was this for real? A while later, the school sent me information about the job description for the athletic director. It was to be a half-time position, and the other half would be filled as per the applicant's other strengths. My mind started churning, thinking, okay, if this custodian steps back part-time and they got a half-time position here, man, this could fit exactly to what we talked about and what I would like to see. And I just wasn't sure. So I applied with fear and trembling and my wife's unhappiness, I'll put it that way. We didn't really want to move, but I thought if God is calling us, we want to be willing. So in April, a year ago, I received a reply from the school. I was not what they were looking for. Thank you very much. I was a little disappointed, and my family breathed a huge sigh of relief. End of story? Obviously not, otherwise I wouldn't be up here. The person who they hired took the position as a one-year term. Part of his job was to reevaluate how athletics and recreation fit in the purpose of Bethany and how they could tie it to academics. and that was why I couldn't do it, because I have no academic background. I was able to meet with him several times when we were at the school on different occasions, visiting Lane. In early February, I went with our youth group to Youth Advance. I had an opportunity to visit with Howie, and he communicated with me that I may get a different response this time around. I also took time to visit with the athletic director to see what his vision for athletics at Bethany was. I also shared with him where I would like to see it go. And we had a good time of visiting. The next time I went, he pulled me aside and says, "So, any chance of seeing your application?" He says, "I don't know. We were in a process at home." So I got home and shared with Joy about these conversations and told her I was considering the job again. And we again began praying for direction. This time we decided not to make it as public as we did the time before. For whatever reason, I just felt that it was our decision to make and God needed to direct us. And so, but this would be a life-changing event for 5 Thielmans, at least, and probably more. Facebook had a huge role, actually, in prompting me toward applying for the job when I did. I'm a friend with the Bethany Athletic Director on Facebook, and one day his status was, "Tim Peters is the new athletic director for the next year." I was devastated. I couldn't believe how I felt that day. As I read it, I just about wanted to throw up, and I was so distraught. I went to bed and just tried to sleep it off and had a hard time sleeping. The reaction to this news overwhelmed me and Joy. The next day's status was false alarm, those crazy students. Again, my emotions overwhelmed me, but this time with relief. And I think Kendall had something to do with that. But so, but anyways, it just showed me that God was speaking to me. As I see it now, He wanted me to take that step in faith. And so somewhat against Joy's wishes and the rest of the family's wishes, I applied. This was my fleece. If the school wanted me, then God wanted me there. Now the praying was getting a little bit more intense, and I could feel a change in the atmosphere in our home. We started to talk about future plans. And when we talked about them, it would always come with, "We'll do this next fall if we're still here." The change was happening. We were starting to become more comfortable with the fact that we may not be here next fall. And so it went that way. And through much prayer, we as a family started to feel a peace come over us that God was leading us to Bethany. You need to understand that this has been home for pretty much all of Joy's life. She only left home for a few years to find me, and then I came back with her. The same could be said for our children. And security and familiarity are hard to give up. Her roots here are very deep. But through much prayer, Joy has been able to move from a point of last year where there was no chance that she would come to a point where she could see this move in light of eternity. Being in a place that offered security and flower gardens built by her own hands was not as important in believing God's promise of security as found in Joshua 1 verse 9. "Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." It was during this discernment period that our care group study was centered on having an attitude of doubt needing to be changed to an attitude of faith. Were we doubting His promise? Faith, by definition, is believing the Word of God and acting upon it, no matter how I feel, because He promises a good result. God promises to be with us wherever we go. Were we believing that? Were we willing to act on it? And what was going to be the result? On April 2nd, I got a phone call from Howie Wall. They wanted to set up an interview. I suggested early the next week, so it was set for Tuesday, April the 10th. The weekend before going, I shared with our parents and siblings for the first time of this go-around. I let them know I had an interview with the school. It was the first interview that I've ever had for a job. I was a little bit nervous. My brother, a long-distance trucker, called me Monday morning. Plans changed, he told me. I'm going to be in Saskatoon Tuesday morning. Let's do breakfast. And so we met for breakfast. And this was important to me because I had a lot of fears going into this interview. And I have a lot of respect for my brother and his understanding of these kinds of things. The school had given me 20 questions to help guide through. I didn't know how to answer half of those questions. And I got these questions as I was walking out the door Monday to drive to Saskatoon, or to Dalmany, where I was going to be staying. And so I talked about, we spent an hour over breakfast talking about these questions and discussing how it would be good to answer them. And after discussing these with my brother, I came to the conclusion that above all, I wanted to share my heart's desire with the interview team. And I was able to do this. And the questions were pretty irrelevant, actually. In hindsight, I didn't really need to worry a lot. But I want to tell you a little story about the journey from home to Saskatchewan. The week before I left at youth that week, Tyler challenged us to pick a word off of his screensaver that he has. It's in bold print, it says Jesus, but in sublighting, it has different words that describe who Jesus is. And he asked us to pick one of those words and take it as our own for the week. And just meditate on that word. And I searched the screen, and eventually I found one that I thought, oh, I'll try that one. And the word, it's more than one word, but in weakness, he is strength, is the word that I picked. And then during my late night drive to Saskatoon, I was listening to Leland again. It was dark. It was around Alsask. There's not a lot else there. And my mind was thinking about the 20 questions that they had for me and the job and stuff. And anyways, I was driving along, and the song that was playing right at this time was I Cry by Leland. And the words talk about not being able to do this on my own. And Leland questions God, are you out there? I can't do this on my own, God. Are you out there? And I wasn't really even listening to the words, but all of a sudden, I got hot and sweaty, and my stomach was churning. I was anxious. And I thought, God, what are you doing? I can't do this. I can't do this job. The song immediately following was already playing by the time I got to this point. The next words in the song were, in my weakness, you are strong. The words I had chosen. It brought me peace and an awesome awareness of God's directing in all of my life. I'm so glad that God in his wisdom can prepare little treasures for us to walk as we walk along. And these are prepared for us in advance. Going back to the interview, which I thought went quite well, I was quite happy with it. But then at the end, the leader of the interview team told me that they would contact me by the end of the week. And I was okay with that. But then he said, they also had two more resumes on the table, but they would look at these one applicant at a time. At first, this scared me, but then I realized that this is something that I had actually asked God for. I didn't want to be the only one. I didn't want to be chosen because I was the only one available. I wanted to be chosen because they wanted me. And so on Friday, April 13th, I received an email from the school. I wasn't home when it came. Joy happened to get it first. When I did get home later that morning, she was waiting out on the deck. Well, she was working on the deck and was there, I guess. And as I got near her, she told me the news. Again, I probably should have been sitting. I was filled with an excitement and a fear all at the same time. They wanted me to come and start August 1st. I began to weep again. They told me I had time to make a decision. It was in our court. So we took some time to decide. It took us 5 days to verbalize something that we knew right from the start when they told us we could come. That we had our answer all along. We accepted their job offer. And the job offer was for athletic director, halftime, and halftime custodial, just we had, like we had kind of, I had kind of thought the year before. Also, I would like to share how some of our prayers have been answered. While I was up there, when I called them to tell them we would accept, they shared with me that their prayer focus had been on our children. And in the past little while, since they started praying, we have sensed an excitement in our children about the move. I really had only hoped that they would have some acceptance and some peace in making this move. And now they had excitement. God is good. Joy has come so far, and I would like to actually thank Janet Schellenberg for sharing with Joy the blessings that they received while they were at Bethany and giving Joy an excitement about the potential that she has there, the potential that we have. The morning that I phoned them, I was reading in Isaiah 41, verses 9 and 10. It says, I took you from the ends of the earth, from the farthest corners I called you. Now, some people may think Hebron is kind of at the farthest end of the earth. God said, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. So do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So we are turning the page in our life journey, and I would like to thank you all for being a part of this chapter here in Coaldale of our lives, and for allowing God to use you in helping to shape me. I would also like to encourage you to look at where you have been and where you are and to ask God where he wants you. It might be working here in the church. Nominations are coming up. You may want to consider something there and see if God has led you there. It may be in your workplace and how God can use you there. Or maybe he has a place for you far away or here in the community. Regardless, everyone has a story that God has been behind. Are you seeing yours and where he wants to take you? Thank you.